Once you turn 100 years old, most of your experiences are behind you and not ahead. But life can still throw a surprise or two your way. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains.
This story starts with a hat.
Well, a hat says, "Sons of bitch," with my infantry division patch on it and GI.
Richard Jackson is 100 years old, and he lives at Valley Cares, a senior living facility in Townsend. He's mobile, sharp, and talkative. And when he's hanging around the front porch or sitting area, he's likely to be wearing the well-worn baseball cap that identifies him as a World War II veteran who fought in northern France towards the end of the war.
And I was part of the 100th Infantry Division, and we spent most of the winter of 44, 45, just outside of Bitch.
The 100th Infantry Division spent a brutal winter in Bitch, France, pushing back Nazi troops less than 15 miles from the German border and ultimately liberating small French towns throughout the region. Jackson was wearing his hat one day last September when it caught the eye of Carsten Olsen's dad, former state representative Oliver Olsen. Carsten is 13 years old, and he's a French citizen. His mother was born in Bitch, and their family spends time there almost every summer.
I mean, it's like this teeny tiny town in France, and a teeny tiny town in Vermont. What are the odds? It's an incredible coincidence, really.
Carsten's grandfather is at Valley Cares, and so after making the connection with Jackson through his hat, the teenager has made it a point to drop in and say hi when he's visiting. Carsten says he's visited World War II sites in France, but Jackson is the first American World War II vet he's gotten to know and talk with, and it's had an impact on him.
It was really personal for me since it wasn't just in France that he fought in. It was in the town that my mom was born in. So I felt like I should give back to him, nominating him.
Late last year, Carsten wrote to the French consulate as a French citizen to nominate Jackson for a Legion of Honor medal, which is France's highest honor. The process took a few months. Carsten gathered up Jackson's records and discharge papers and kept up on the flurry of emails from the French consulate. Last month, representatives of the French government traveled to Townsend to present the Legion of Honor to Jackson and thank him for his service to the people of France.
That's just another day at the office. You know, I'm glad I'm here to accept it.
Jackson is glad and a little lucky that he's still hanging around Townsend. A few years ago, when he was 97 and still living alone, Jackson fell down a steep embankment out behind his house and spent two pretty cold autumn nights at the bottom of a ravine. He was found after the mailman noticed his mail piling up and called a state trooper, who credited the old-time wool clothing Jackson had on for saving his life. His family convinced him soon after to move into the assisted living home. And that's where he met Carsten, who notified the government of France about this World War II vet who fought in the town where his mom was born and who deserved to be recognized for his role in liberating the country. Jackson knows he's a little lucky and very blessed, and he's open to whatever else might befall him as he enters into his second century.
So I'm just so fortunate to be able to be here, and that's life. And I thank the Lord for each day that the Lord gives me. We're all in this together, and we try to do what we can personally, and so it's been a good life, and I'm glad I'm living here.
For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Townsend.